Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. What a conversation we got for you today. Folks, I never thought I would ever see it happen, but it's happening. And I'll get to what LA is doing and what the city council on Wednesday voted. Also, a new Fox poll came out saying that 49% of voters feel that it is important that Congress pass legislation for tax reform. But at the same time, only 14% think that it's even going to happen. And I'm surprised only 49% want to have tax reform. Also, protesters went to Trump Tower to support the deferred action of child arrivals law. And what it basically allows is, okay, there are people that would bring their kids here because, like, oh, I'm coming here pregnant because if the kid's born here or at a certain age, they're brought here. They're considered citizens, and you have to allow them to be here and all this stuff. I want to get into that. Also, amazing stuff going on in Houston as the Black Lives Matter food and medicine truck has shown up. Just kidding. I'm still waiting for them to show up and give help. But the CEO of United has offered $1 million to help employees of United affected by Hurricane Harvey, and Sandra Bullock has also donated $1 million to the Red Cross in order to help those, because we have to look after everybody. I just hope this enthusiasm continues, as it's going to take years for them to get back to normal. Also, a wife of the late Terry Lynn Crane gives her thoughts on Gone with the Wind and that movie theater getting rid of it. High school is getting rid of Robert E. Lee, the name. Wow. I'm going to tell you something my mom found when she looked in one of my old high school history books. Robert E. Lee doesn't exist anymore. You eliminate him from history, from monuments and stuff, and magically, poof, he's no longer, you know. And when you look in there and the section where it talks about how blacks were hung, it's not there anymore. Wrong. I'll get into that much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you're a part of. And Galatians 6:9. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. I want to say that what I do, if you're all out there, there's a Holy Bible app. It's amazing. There's like 10 different versions from the New Living Translation to NIV to a Catholic version to the New King James to the King James to the Revised King James to the King James Revived again to the New Living Translation Revived. They have every language you could possibly speak on planet Earth is in this Bible. So it don't matter what you speak, I guarantee you can probably find a language that this Bible app is in. And it's amazing because a lot of them, and it will read it to you if you're blind. And like at lunch every day, I put on the Bible app and it'll let you know, like, okay, I'm like, since I've got my phone, I'm 10 days into the God's Word. And like every day you listen to it, it'll give you, like, you know, if you're you listen to it like 30 days in a row, it'll be 30 days of God's Word. It just helps me through lunch and gives me something to listen to. So if you ever wonder where I get my verse of the day, that's where I get it from. It's an amazing thing. But I got to tell this story. It's hard to tell this story because I can't believe it. Los Angeles City Council voted Wednesday to replace Christopher Columbus's name on the holiday with a celebration of indigenous people. Are you freaking kidding me right now? How can you be offended by Christopher Columbus? That's first of all. How can anything... I don't understand. Okay. I don't understand how he can be offensive at all. And how is... I think it was back in the Revolutionary War, we had like, there was a statue of like one of the British kings, and they demolished it and tore it down and burned it and all this stuff. And I wish they would have kept it and put it in a museum so we could have that to remember for history. That's what we do in this. That's what you want to do in this country. If you want to open up anything, okay, what did Kmart do wrong? I want to talk about Kmart. What did they do wrong? What did JCPenney's do wrong? They had a gold mine with that catalog that you ordered stuff. Those Christmas catalogs and the summer catalog. If they would have taken that catalog and went from the mail order to like a Amazon and then the catalog online and transitioned that way, I think they would have had a gold mine. They would have been ahead of Amazon. You know, you can go online and order from the JCPenney's catalog online. But you learn from it, okay? What did Walmart do? Walmart sat there and Walmart took and they got a... what can you not buy at Walmart? You can buy dang near anything. I'm waiting for them to put in like a doctor's office and a dental office. And then you can, you know... And then in the... All they need is a crematorium and like a hospital attached, and you're good to go. I went into Walmart in the morning. I had a colonoscopy. Then I went to their diner, ate lunch. Then I got my grocery shopping done. And while that was going on, my tires were rotated and all in one. But you learn from your history. You learn, okay, what did Kmart do that? Why weren't they successful? Why didn't they stay on top? I'm not going to do what they did. Okay, this restaurant failed. Why did they fail? You want to learn from the history of this restaurant so you know not to follow their mistakes. Learn from the history. Tearing down Robert E. Lee, changing school names, all this stuff isn't going to change history. It's not like all of a sudden blacks weren't going to be hung from trees because you changed history. The KKK won't exist. I was watching this video where this lady goes, I don't care what race you, I'm a human. I'm the human race. I've gotten into it with people before because I'm very political and I get into it with people and that's just my nature. Okay. If you want to talk politics, I'll go down. Okay. So let me get this straight. So you support a party. So you're black and you're a Democrat. Gee, who is 100% against keeping blacks from having freedom and keeping them as slaves? That would have been the Democratic Party. Who didn't want them to have rights at all? That would be the Democratic Party. Who didn't want them to be able to like vote and everything? That's the Democratic Party. Who didn't want them to have, who wanted to keep them segregated and separate and have separate bathrooms? That was the Democratic Party. Who was 100% against gay marriage? 90% of Democrats were until all of a sudden, poof, they wanted votes. Hillary Clinton didn't like gay people at all. As soon as it started to be a big voting issue, she's like, well, look at all these tens of thousands of gay people. Well, I'm going to say I support gay marriage now just because it's going to mean a vote in my pocket. I don't care about you. Like Republicans are any better. Someone said this to me, I said, I never said they were. I said, I am a independent. I have never registered as a Democrat or a Republican. The only thing I've ever done is signed up for the Tea Party newsletter. I've been a Tea Party type supporter. Okay? Because, you know, if you don't like Barack Obama, George Bush had to have been the best president ever. You know, I'm like, I didn't really care for him. Was he better than Barack Obama. Oh, yeah. Wasn't perfect by any shot. You know, that's why we voted for Trump. Because we wanted something different. We've learned from our history. Look at your history. It goes Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, back and forth, and nothing ever gets done. Okay, they still pass all these laws that they don't have to abide by. Like I told this one person, I said, so you like Obamacare? Yeah, you do? Okay. So aren't you pissed off that the Republicans and Democrats and all the government officials exempted themselves from it? Why don't they have to use it if it's so great? Because you know, it's going to be great. I'm like, oh, if Obamacare is going to be, if you think it's so great, then why aren't the congressmen and senators using it if it's so great? And I usually shut them up. This poll says it best. 49% of voters that were talked to on a Fox poll, on the new Fox News poll, said that 49% of the voters want and feel it's important that Congress pass tax reform legislation this year. But only at the same time, only 14% say it's even going to happen. Only 14%. Hillary Clinton was the one that complained that Donald Trump didn't pay taxes. But she's the same person that uses the same loopholes he did to get out from paying her. Go figure that one out. That's the problem. 90% of the laws that the government passes, they don't have to abide by. I have to abide by it. No, they don't. And it goes for wherever you live. There's a lot of places where, oh, if you're a congressman or senator or you're a diplomat or a prime minister, you're gonna have many things that they're going to exempt themselves from. You are going to be stuck with it. That's what doesn't get me. That's what I guess. When I went to culinary school, I had instructors that were like, okay, I'll do anything you do. There ain't nothing I'm going to tell you to do right now that I wouldn't do. If I'm going to get you, if I'm going to make you do it, I'm like a police officer. Before you can use that taser, you have to have it used on you. If you're going to do something in this kitchen, whether it's go up and take down the vents and clean the hoods, or clean the hood vents that are greasy, I've done it. You can't tell me, and I will do it. And if I get up there and do it, and Lord help you, if I tell you to step aside, I'm gonna do it because you're just a retard and like, well, show me. I don't believe you've done it. You won't probably like what's gonna happen to you if you try to do something, if you have the chef do something because you don't believe he's ever done it before. You know, everyone did everything where I worked. That's what I was raised by. Yeah, if you're going to do it, I've done it. And that's what I guess I'm kind of getting at as I'm about ready to move on, but that's the problem in this world. All these Democrats and congressmen and senators, they don't have to do anything. They don't have to abide by half the stuff they pass. They don't care. Now, if we don't pass a budget, who cares? Whatever. I don't care. It don't affect me. you know, I've got money. I'm getting $140,000 a year, but I've got $50 million in the bank. You know, me and Melissa would be audited if that was the case, but they're government officials. I just got to make sure I'm good enough that I'm not set as an example. Because every once in a while, though, they'll set someone as an example, you know, just to kind of make it look like they police themselves when they really don't care. You know, we need to have tax reform in this country, but like the 14% say, I don't think it's ever going to get done, you know. I mean, they'll make sure the government, the people in Congress and the senators and all them, they're going to make sure that their butts are covered. That's why I like we finally have a president that's trying to hold the government accountable. At Trump Tower, they had a bunch of protesters there to support and in support of the Defender Action of Children Arrivals Act. President Donald J. Trump is expected to make a decision soon on the program that in part allows for young illegals, thousands of illegal immigrants to remain in this country. Oh, they can't get sent back. So if they can smuggle in a plane here with 100,000 young illegal immigrants, oh, they can't go back. You can't send them back. And it's crazy. Because that's the problem in this world. You know, because people take advantage of that. Well, all we have to do is we need to get you over here on we're going to go over here on vacation. And then you'll have your baby. And then we can, then he has to know, since he was born here, he's an American citizen. That's what I don't get. Because if I go to Italy, I'm going to try to learn their customs. I'm going to try to learn their language. See how far you get going to Italy or France and trying to take a driver's test or anything in your language. Well, if you can't read in Spanish, how can you drive? How can you read signs? It's like they have things here in America, like car dealerships. Si habla español, he speaks Spanish. You don't know enough English to buy a car, but you're going to drive in a country. How do you read signs? How do you read street signs? If you can't buy a car in English because you don't know enough of it. I don't get it. But I've sure in the heck seen my share of people that get benefits that I can't even get. And I was born here and they're illegal. I want to find a way to have my status be a foreign exchange student. Because they get like $1,000 or something a month to spend and to buy groceries and food. If I could, you know, I can't even get help. But they're a foreign exchange student. Okay, if you got enough money to send your kid from Japan or China or England or whatever all the way over here to go to school, you should have enough money to be able to pay for their things. My mom went down to the Social Security office to look into Social Security benefits because she's at that Medicare and Medicaid, you know. You know, where she goes to Walmart, and I don't know which Part B is best for me. My mom's getting to be that age. Yeah. It's hard, because, like, I work around those people, and it's hard to see people I've known my whole life finally at that age that, okay, now when you see those commercials, if you're age 65 or older, you can get 10, 20, or even $30,000 of life insurance for under 50 cents a day. You know, I mean, I'm even one of those people now that the commercials I used to make fun of on TV now wonder if the product works. Wow, do I get really get 24 hours of relief on that stuff? But hey, that's, you know, but my mom was at that place trying to get info and help. And for me, it's like, she's like, she goes up to me, she goes, you got to say something about this on your program one time. Look at how many people, most of the people at that place were getting, they were getting benefits for being, because you get like an EBD card, like an EBT card, and it has money on it, like $800 or something every month gets added because you're a foreign exchange student. I'm like, sign me up. Because you paying for it. So if you like, how do you? Well, you're the one paying for it. I can't mention any names, but I know someone getting a $16 paycheck. $16 paycheck. Well, okay. You take a, one of my friends goes, well, how in the heck? There's no way. I'm like, okay, well, you take, let's say you get $1,000. Let's say you get $1,100 a month in your pay. Okay, you take out $550 for a family plan and medical. Then you take out, okay, let me see here. Let me see here. It's calculator. You got 1100 minus 550 for the family plan and medical minus to, 150 for dental, family, you know, minus, let's say, 100 for the vision, family, so you're down to $300, you take 100 out for the 401k, you take 182 out for taxes, and you're left with $18. $18 he has. He provides vision, dental, and medical for his family, but, you know, can't buy anything. His wife has to provide everything else. I mean, I lose half my paycheck. We need tax reform. We need to have, something has to be done, folks, because we can't keep living like this. My grandma said it, and it's the truth. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And I've told this to Democrats before. I'm like, show me a poor Democrat. Show me someone like Hillary Clinton that's not making it, that is having trouble, that has money issues. You ain't going to find one. Oh, but they talk about the greedy rich Republicans. And Hillary Clinton's not rich? Oh, wow, what did they do? They disbarred Bill Clinton. Heck, he's making millions every time he speaks. Hello? Yes, I want $50 million to speak. Yep, okay. Okay, you couldn't pay me. I don't know. I bet you I could probably take $50 million to hear him speak. $50 million might do it, maybe. I'd probably go to the bathroom and puke for about an hour, and then I'd probably have like night terrors for the rest of my life, but I'd be $50 million richer. Unless I looked at it like it's a comedy show and I just laughed at everything he said. You believe him? Oh, Lord help you. But anyways. But that's the problem. That's why I love what's going on in Texas right now. The United CEO, Oscar, I can't pronounce Mexican names or Spanish. M-U-N-O-Z, Lunzo, donated up to $1 million to any of his employees that are affected by Harvey. He didn't have to do that. Sandra Bullock doesn't have to donate $1 million. Joel Osteen doesn't have to open up his church. There is a furniture store like a wholesale, like a furniture gallery. He's opened both of his stores. Anyone wants to come in, they're getting food, they're helping out. Joel Goldstein's door has always been open, contrary to what some people believe. But you can't really open up your door until, okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to be a distribution center? How are we going to house these people? Where are we going to put them? We need to have a game plan. You got to remember, folks, Houston is going to, it's going to be 6 years before they're probably 85% of the way back to even close to normal. I bet you Katrina's still having issues, that area around there. And let me tell you, I had a boss go down there to help out his home state when Katrina happened through the Red Cross, and he said it was a disaster. And I mean, from literally and figuratively, because, okay, if no one, what do? Okay, there's so much stuff, okay? You got 75 houses that are basically trashed. There's people, okay. Okay, imagine having an ER with like, okay, we got three doctors and you got 80 people in here. Okay, you're trying to figure out who do you help first. Okay, we're going to rely on you registered nurses to use all your training to help anyone you can. If you can sit there and suture up somebody that just needs stitches or whatever, we got 80 people and there's three doctors. They need to come up with a game plan. How are we going to do this? How are we going to help people? What are we going to do? How is this going to work? But we need to help each other. And they're also like, if you donate money to Harvey, like Hurricane Harvey relief and stuff, and, you know, they're going to give you miles in exchange for that. Like, here, for every dollar, they're going to give you miles to use. They're going to help you out. I mean, that's just, I mean, I love what they're doing, and I hope this continues well beyond this. I hope a year from now, people are still thinking about and helping out Harvey victims and doing stuff. Yeah. I mean, the psychological things alone. 30 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And one of the it's Citizen Kane is, if you haven't seen Citizen Kane, it's considered to be the best movie ever made because of the lights and the shadows and the black and white film. And if you ever take any classes with art or photography or drawing or anything, cinematography, You watch that movie, and I've seen it many times, and it's just amazing. And there's a movie that, it's a Civil War movie that doesn't have a war scene in it at all, Gone with the Wind, and the actor's widow blasts theater that banned the film. This is awesome. Wife of the late Gone with the Wind actor Fred Kane is outraged over Memphis Theater's decision to ban the film for its racially insensitive content. Terry Lynn told Fox News she was very, very disturbed when she heard the historic Opium Theater decided to stop showing Gone with the Wind after hosting the classic film for 34 years. By making a statement, we are trying to make a problem, Kane told us. They are inciting racial division and it's only escalating. It's not helping anything. Kane, whose late husband, Fred Kane, played Brent Terrellant in the film, said her husband would be saddened by the theater's decision. You know, because erasing history, we need to keep it. We need to keep historic stuff so we can learn from it. Because if you don't remember your history, you're doomed to repeat it. I think, honestly, we're one step away from segregation. It's sad. I mean, Fred King died in 2008, if you don't know. Great actor. And he's turning in his grave. He would be sickened. Because he always, whether you agreed, Fred King was one of those people that it didn't matter what you believed, he always wanted history there. Because, so you can learn from it. Like those that had statues of British kings in America back before the Revolutionary War, and they tore them down in victory. And he wishes they would have been saved so we could learn from it and learn from where we came from. Because what's next? Pretty soon, they're going to say, oh, see, we're going to be like North Korea. Where they're going to, we're just going to cut down those trees. That way, okay, now whatever we tell you, you have to believe. Because there's no history. Pretty soon, well, we're not going to teach cursive anymore, so we're going to type out the Constitution with what we wanted to say. I mean, the real Constitution, they won't be able to read anyway, so it won't matter. I mean, when I write in cursive at work and some of these kids, it's like a foreign language. I print a lot just because my dad does and I have his DNA. You know, it's kind of funny, you know. DNA, they just found that in the last couple of years and I've had it my whole life. But I have my dad's DNA, of course, and God's DNA. But he prints a lot. But every once in a while, I just love writing in cursive and people don't understand, like weird. Like, what are you writing? Like, what language is that? It's called Swahili because it's based on squiggles. Wow. They don't know. But hey. And that's what scares me because they can't. Okay. You can't read the Constitution, that's scary. And I have history buffs, that friends that are like, you don't need to. Well, okay, well, you can have it. There are computers where you can click cursive, and when you type it, cursive writes it. Somewhat relevant. But, hey. Anything we can do to get people to believe what we want them to believe is history, not what really is history. I want to get into this because this is crazy. San Antonio School, Robert E. Lee High School, is going to change its name. Yes, you heard me correctly. The school board of Robert E. Lee High School in San Antonio, Texas, voted to change its name in the face of increasing pressure after the Charlottesville riots. The entire board voted to change compared to 5-2 vote to keep the name in 2015. I am going to get the address of that school board and I'm going to write them and tell them that you changing the name of your school sickens me. Because changing the name of the school, first of all, shows you ain't got balls. They can't be Scottish. The reason why Scottish wear kilts is because you can't fit the cojones. They won't. A Scottish person's cojones are too big for trousers. That's why they got to have kilts. They can't be Scottish. Then they got to be little bambinos. They got to be babies. Because they got no balls to stand up and say, hey, this is what our school is founded on. You may not agree with it, but this is our school's name, and we're keeping it. It's part of history. You know what? You may not support the KKK, but they're part of our history. You may not support the Black Lives Matter movement, but they're going to be part of our history. Same thing with Black Panthers. Same thing with the Aryan Brotherhood. Same thing with the hangings of blacks. Same thing with segregation. Okay, removing history isn't going to stop what happened. All it's going to do is get people not to know what happened, and you're doomed to repeat it again. That's all it is. The Confederacy should not be whitewashed, it stated. The idea that Robert E. Lee is part of our history cannot be erased, must be defeated. This stops today, and there's a whole bunch of groups fighting it. And they're saying, well, how is, okay, you're offended by all this Confederate stuff, whoop-de-doo, eliminating it, how is that going to solve the fact that it, how are you going to erase the history? You're not going to erase it. Move on. Get over it. But hey, they got to erase history because, and I believe that they're going to try to get the Constitution to say what they want to say, and when they type it out. Because these kids can't read cursive. So, hey. I mean, there was a lady on Tucker Carlson's program. I was watching Tucker Carlson on my computer, and she was saying that she compares Donald J. Trump to Hitler and Nazis. Oh, besides a couple black people, he's I don't get. There are people that are from Germany that are up there in age who were alive, that are in their late 80s, early 90s, that were alive when Hitler started to take reign in Germany pre-World War II, that say that Barack Obama was more like Hitler than Trump. It's trying to unite the country, not divide it. But hey, she doesn't think so. Crazy. I mean, they're trying, I mean, Black Lives Matter, in my opinion, is trying to divide this nation, not bring it together. There are many Black Lives Matter rallies where they are black only. Not every single one of them. But then if you go to a Black Lives Matter rally and you're white at one where they allow you, oh, we have white people here because they'll be protecting us with their white privilege. Let me tell you something. If I'm at a Black Lives Matter rally and I'm white, if I do something wrong, a cop's going to throw me down and handcuff me just like he would you. There's no statistical data to show that blacks are profiled. Now, maybe in Compton, Watson, South Central, where 90% of the population is black and the other 9% is Latino, and then the 1% is white people that are crazy enough to go there, and they're probably going there to get a fix. Other than that, there's no statistical data to showcase all this stuff that the Black Lives Matter tries to shove down your throat. If you don't want to try to divide America, then why do you have your own network? I mean, I don't see a Scottish network. I don't see an Irish network. If we don't try to segregate ourselves. Black Lives Matter tried to push all this crap. Trump is not even close to Hitler. I don't know where people come up with, he's just like Hitler. Yeah, Hitler wanted you to follow the God and the Bible and help your friends and neighbors and be there for each other. I mean, what did the Nazis say? Hail Hitler? Hail Hitler? Okay, what is Trump having people say? USA, USA. They're not saying like, hail Trump, hail Trump. No, they were saying Obama, Obama. Oh, they were chanting Obama. They weren't chanting Hail Germany, Hail Germany. No, they were chanting Hail Hitler, just like they chanted Obama, Obama. But, I mean, whatever. They don't care. You know, they just got an agenda. They're trying to push because they got their panties in a wad because they didn't get Hitler in the White House. Now they're trying to figure out what to do because, hey, I spent billions of dollars and all this time lying, cheating, and stealing, and robbing, and breaking the law just to get her in there, and she still lost. What the heck? But hey, I just don't understand this world. Maybe someday I'll figure it out. Maybe someday. I think the Partridge Family bus left and I didn't get on board. Oh yeah, that's right. I was on the further bus with Jerry and Pigpen and all them. So yeah, I was doing the acid test. That's why I wasn't on the Partridge Family bus. My producer wife, Lord help us. He does every day. But I can't believe this. This is pretty interesting. We only need 55,000 more signatures to declare George Soros a terrorist. I'm surprised it's not like, okay, we got 10 billion more. I mean, I would execute him. I'd have no problem with it. One down, many to go. Hey, that's how the cookie crumbles, man. I mean, at least there's a petition out there. I mean, something's got to be done to stop this billionaire that's trying to topple the U.S. I mean, something's got to get, because this is ridiculous. You can say whatever the heck you want, but this divide was not here when Bush was around. Because when George Bush was president, at least all they did was bitch about the gas price. There weren't all this massive, oh, we need to have a separate graduation. We need to have, you know, we're oppressed. I know black people now that are more fear. I'm like, okay, I didn't feel this threatened. Oh, like this, I feel more awkward now being black than I did 12 years ago. Now all of a sudden I feel like, well, and I just always go, man, just be who you are. You're a human being to me. You know, you call me, you know, you treat me like a human being, I'll treat you like a human being. Okay, you come up and you sucker punch me and knock me on the ground, well, I'm going to get back up and defend myself. It doesn't matter who you are. Because you sucker punched me. If you treat me with respect and someone sucker punches me, you come and you pick me up and you help me out and put ice or steak or whatever so the swelling goes down, I'm going to treat you the way you treat me. I never looked at people as black, white, Mexican, whatever. You treat me with respect, I treat you with respect. You want respect? It's earned. I can't believe it, but I can actually drink something Budweiser is producing. Budweiser is actually making a gluten-free product right now, and I can actually consume it. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get some, but it's only going to Houston, Texas, and it's bottled water. They're actually taking and making cans of water. They've stopped beer production in many of their facilities, and they're bottling water and putting them in cans to give to the people in Texas. And it's neat to watch the guy because the can line is going like so fast, and the guy's like, as the cans are going by like 30 at a time, he's like, he takes his hand as one's going and grabs one and puts one in place. It's amazing. But that just shows how we come together. Why does it take Hurricane Harvey for us to come together and rally around everybody? I mean, that's See, I try to praise God when it's good. I mean, some people, I pray to God. When am I not praying to God? You know, I have a hat that says, depend on God. And let me tell you, I depend on him. He's probably wishing he hadn't given me his phone number, because I'm calling him all the time. But that's just what I do. You know, so many people, I rely on them. And, you know, I wish we could just come together as human beings all the time. Not because of a 9/11, not because of a hurricane or a tornado. Why can't we help our fellow brother and sister all the time? But it is cool that I can drink something from Budweiser. Yes, because y'all know what it stands for, because you deserve what every individual should enjoy regularly. Yes. And if you don't know, I have celiac disease, so I can't have anything with wheat, barley, and rye. And so, yep. Kind of puts the dampers on a lot of stuff I can eat, and, you know, but hey, got about 10 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. It's just, I take moments like this and I just look back on my life and thank God for all I have. And I know that, yeah, there's things I want, but there are people that have it way worse than I do, and I'm pretty grateful. And that's what we got to do. You know, I run a support group, and you don't know I have a myopathy. Any new listeners out there have a myopathy, so I run a support group. I have over 300 members. So if anyone out there, if you know anyone that's got a myopathy, it's the myopathy support group on Facebook. I run it. It's closed, so you have to be accepted by me. And when you go through there, it's closed so that if somebody's going through something, only people that deal with it know it. I can say something. You know, I can ask somebody something, or there's some people that have further along issues than us, than some of us, and we'll do research for them, or we'll help them out, or, you know, because technology really hasn't gotten to the point where everyone, including, I don't have anything where I can go, okay, look up this for me, okay, open page, open the, you know, so some people have issues, so we can do research for them, help them out, you know, I even ask questions, and, you know, it's one of those things that what we do, what I do to get back. And so, you know, and we're a community that we rely on each other. This is the good and the bad. You know, we sit there and we give thanks for each other no matter what. And that's what I think America needs to do and the world needs to do. You know, it shouldn't take a Hurricane Harvey to bring us together. We should come together, period. And I'm still waiting for that Black Lives Matter food and medicine convoy to reach Houston. Hopefully it gets there. And I would love, not that they would ever do that, but I'd love to see it happen. It's like the 14% of the people that believe that, guess what? We're going to have tax reform. And if there is tax reform, I guarantee it's going to be in the way of helping the politicians, not us. I want to get into this now because it's the final day of the transfer window, which is basically done. We're going to see if any of the bids, because I guess Man United looked and placed a couple bids, and we'll see if any of them come through. Last minute deadline day deal with Ryan Maurice and Willan. We'll see. It's William, but with instead of an M, it's an N. So I'm bad with names. That's on that school teacher. So bear with me on that, folks. But there were bids put in. We'll see. Because we have a decent squad, I think. We need depth. Because if someone twists an ankle or someone gets a sprain or someone gets an injury, we don't have enough squad depth to say, okay, folks, okay, who's going to replace this person? Who's going to replace Lukaku if he gets injured? Who's going to replace, you know, are we going to have, you know, that's why you want to have a big squad depth. And we have, and I know people have said this to me on Ball, and this is a big, they've got, Manchester United is the biggest club. They got the most money. I buy a shirt, they get money from it. I want to see that club. I'd love to be bankrupt and say, okay, hey, look, we bought all these players. We're damn successful. The problem. They're greedy. I mean, we need squad depth. So when you get players injured, you can have people move around. Right now, we haven't gotten a winger. And we need to have someone that can put crosses into the box. For some reason, I just feel like, I don't know if it's somebody doesn't want, I don't know, but something tells me that, okay, look at who Mourinho wanted. Why didn't they get what he wanted? The players were available that he wanted. And if he doesn't get the players he wants, say, hey, this is who I wanted. I didn't get him. Like someone doesn't want him to get the players he wants or something. It's like Purdue University, the football coach that they got. He was at Western Kentucky for 2 years. He took them to the Central Conference Champions twice, I think it is. Many times, like two or three times. He was a hot commodity. Everybody wanted him. When Purdue called, he went cha-ching, sweet. You give him a couple years, 2 or 3 years, okay? Let him get his recruits in, get who he wants. And if, hey, it's only his fault if he brings in the players he wants and he's not successful. If Mourinho says, I want a winger, I want this striker, I want this full, I'm this defender, you know, and you give him these players he wants, if he ain't successful, you can say, hey, we spent the £300 million you wanted to get these players, and you didn't do any. You got seventh place. Okay? What gives? No, we gave you money. No. One more year. And if these players that you got this next year, okay? We'll give them a year, and then let's get them to adapt, okay? And now that they've been at Manchester United a year, this year they've got a bunch of stuff in England. They're settled. They're not getting stuff from where they're from in Spain or in Germany or wherever and moving stuff back and forth. They're pretty settled in. They know how the Premier League works now. They know the routine of it. And if they still aren't successful, then hey, we gave you who you wanted. You weren't, your style doesn't work. Bye bye. You know? But right now, it's kind of like, well, this is who he wanted. He ain't getting it. I thought we might get Bale, maybe Bilotti. No. I knew there was a 1% chance. I gave it about a 5% chance that, you know, Ronaldo would even leave Real Madrid. You know, I mean, He gave him the list, and then it just, I think we're going to get who we got right now. I don't think we're going to get anyone else, and I'm just praying that we don't have a lot of injuries. Yep. But that's kind of how it works, folks. And I do want to give a shout out to, because I was at work today, and one of my good friends, Randy Jones, he's a DJ at a radio station. I said, I want to hear this song. I want to hear England Dan and John Ford Conley song. Doesn't matter which one. And like SIA was wanting to hear a song, and they couldn't hear the song. Like they wanted to hear like My Girl, and that song didn't come up. Like whatever song was playing wasn't it. And I'm like, okay. And then I get a message. So I'm like, okay, well, then play some Police, any Police. And he played Synchronicity, and I was happy. And it was just like, I was the last requested song of the day, but it was cool. But, you know, I never heard him once say, whoops. Well, because sometimes he'll say, yeah, well, I went to play My Girl, but this song came up, even though this song was cute and all this stuff. So, you know, like I told him, we're all human, you know. So I've sat there, and I'm like, wait a minute, my mic's not on, and it's like 20 seconds into the show. So it's just great. I love giving, like I gave my wife crap because I did like a chain prayer thing and she broke it. So I tagged her on the song, you know, Chain Breaker from Zach Williams. But remember, folks, with a firm alliance, mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night and God bless all and goodbye.